What do you mean, baby? Ah, it's true. I've spent most of my life just trying to be good enough. Sometimes it's hard to think of things like that. Since I've met you, though, it's been a little different. Before you get too worried. Relax. I know I'm saying that, but I'm also the one who's more tense. But don't worry. Believe it or not, I do have more to me. I'm not just some kind of robot. I love you. And I mean that. But I... Sometimes, look, I struggle a lot with what I'm supposed to want in life. Am I supposed to be stronger? Am I supposed to be weak? A little bit of both, right? Sometimes it feels like emotions are far away. Like I'm supposed to know them, like they're second nature, but they're not. It's not like I don't feel them, no. Nothing so robotic, it's just knowing what expression to use when is a lot harder than it would seem. What's with you? Giving me that look gives me a lot of hope, you know. I spent all that time wondering constantly if I was making the right choice, scrutinizing myself. After all, it was Father's way, forged in fire. When I finally got the courage to use both, I came out into my own. I realized it scared me. How mad I got that day. And I realized I'd been bottling it all up. Letting everything get to me. Never showing half of who I was. You've seen all of me. You've felt all of me. What am I to you? What do I look like? What do I feel like? Do I feel genuine enough? Do I seem normal? You know, the more I've learned, the less I've understood what normal's really supposed to be. What does it even really mean to be normal at this point? Part of me thinks I know that it's some ingrained average that we all know. But you've taught me it's not that simple. My normal's not necessarily the same as Bakugo or Deku. Everyone has their own. After I've burned bridges and definitely I've hurt people, but it's more to say I learned while doing it. The important part is to not make the same mistake twice, right? I'm rambling, but you understand me more than anyone. You're the only one that really that your words pierce through it all. That I have no doubt when you speak. I should listen. It's why sometimes I'll sit in my thoughts and gather myself. It's easy to get lost in that feeling when you're comparing yourself to others. But since we've been together, since you've really gotten to know me, I haven't done that so much lately. I found that I'm not just a robot. Not just a man who has to hide away. I want to be myself. Be comfortable with who I am, and you've really helped me with that. God, it makes me feel so much that I get a little overwhelmed, if I'm honest. The feelings, the passion, it's great, don't get me wrong. I just, when you ask me what I want of life, I obviously want you, but if it was just me, right? If it's me in a vacuum, then I don't know. And sometimes that scares me. Baby, I think that's the issue with me. For so many things, I have the answers crossed P's and Q's that I know should be yes or no. When it's not a yes or no question, I blank. Lack of creativity, maybe. But regardless of what it is, when it scares me, that big blank space, it's just emptiness. Emptiness I want to make sense to you, to us. If I can't figure out who I want to be as a man, how can I expect you to love me? I've thought about that. They say you have to love yourself to love someone else, right? But I don't think that's completely honest. It's almost too easy to love someone when you don't love yourself. It's like a sickening poison, because the more you look at them as this perfect thing that you love more than anything, the less you consider yourself. If you're not careful, at least. I don't hate myself, mind you. I just don't know him. The man in the mirror, they say everyone knows him. They say everyone gets to meet him. But for me, I guess I just see him and I worry about him. I've been trying to figure this out. And I didn't want to drag you into it too much, not because I don't trust you. No. Because I felt like I should learn to love myself by myself. You know what I mean? Probably doesn't make any sense, but it's hard. It's really hard. Maybe the hardest thing I've ever had to do. It reminds me of that feeling when my face was burned. Not the pain, the feeling that nothing will ever be quite the same again. I get shaky with it. Not because I think I'm irredeemable or anything drastic, no. I don't even think I'm a bad guy. I think I'm a good guy who deserves good things, but saying that and feeling it are different. I can feel it with my thoughts, but not my heart. I don't think I deserve bad. Not even my heart does, just lingering echoes. The inadequacies of how my mom looked at me that day. The way that my dad sees me as a tool. I guess I've got some issues to work through still. You know, yesterday, when I was on that mission and you almost got hurt, I practically screamed at myself in my mind, calling myself stupid for it. Not because there was anything that could be done or optimized. Sure, that's one aspect, but I was furious that I even let the concept happen. I guess I quantified it as being perfectionism, but the more I looked into it, the more I was harsh on myself. A double standard. I treat everybody else in a way with at least some decorum, some decency, but myself, I'm too comfortable with putting myself down. When I do something wrong, I get too in my head about it. I know everyone's like that to a certain extent. We all have double standards with ourselves, but I guess what I'm trying to say is, what I want, what you asked me at the start, I want to be able to treat myself like I'm normal. Not just an exception to the rule. I really want you to know that this isn't on you. It's never been on you. You've given me so much courage to even talk about this, to look introspectively. I could have never, without you, without your hands in mine just like this, without feeling your warmth against me, I think I'd be too much of a coward to ever approach it. Just a silent, festering paper cut that never goes away. Terrible imagery, I know. Yeah, it made my fingers hurt too. Let's avoid those as well as the other nasty things. My point being, you've done so much for me. You've saved the day more than All Might. In my books, you're the greatest hero in the world. As far as I'm concerned, I couldn't ask for a better lover, a better best friend, a better anything. I stumble on my words a lot, and I lose myself in them, but you never once rushed me. You listen to me. You don't put me down when I make a mistake. Blame me. Sometimes I think you should. But if I have to be blameless and in love with you, then fine. I'll accept it just for you. See, that's the other issue. I don't want to be someone who only exists to fill a role as your boyfriend, your lover, your husband. It doesn't matter what labels are attached to it. I want it to matter right here. I want it to be a feeling. It doesn't leave room for any question, any doubt. I'm yours, baby, I am. But I'm also me, whether I like it or not. That's never changing. And as much as I might sometimes think it's better to be anyone else, that'll never happen. It's a double-edged sword that I'm still learning how to wield. Because I don't just want to be a role and have no personality. I know that my personality's stunted. I basically spent my whole life being trained as a weapon. There wasn't time to socialize. There wasn't love and care put into it. It's necessity, results, practice, 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 practice. I know what you're gonna say without you even saying it. You don't need to say it, because I felt it from the start. Thanks, babe. I love resting my forehead against yours like this. Takes all of the edge off the worst bits of feelings. I'm happy, really happy, because I can't get enough of you. I never could. I'm just grateful that you're in my life to begin with, and then I lucked out to find someone as amazing as you. And I know maybe I give too much praise, and maybe I'm too far in love to see any faults, and maybe you are too, and that's okay. I'm not here trying to expose my own faults for any other reason than to understand who I am, really. It's easier said than done, but I want you to really know me. Not just to love me, but to know me inside and out. And in order to give you that, in order to be even better, I need to learn who I am, what I really want to be. The man before you may still certainly be a shell, but I'd like to look at it as I'm an egg. I just haven't figured out what kind of egg yet. I've knocked it on surfaces and it didn't crack. I've tried to shake it and listen to it, but nothing ever quite gives a hint. So for now, I'm being patient. I'm studying what it could be and figuring out what this little egg man wants to grow up to be. It's so weird to say that when I'm already grown, but I guess everybody has growing to do in their own way. Trust me, I've got more than most. I really, really, really love you. And I know saying thank you is cliched, but baby, you've been nothing but good to me. Maybe nobody has seen me in ways that you have. I have showed you some pretty ugly sides of me. All of my faults I wear on my sleeve because I don't know where else to put them. And now I'm coming to you with all this love and all this patience. Maybe too much patience. Kissing you is like waking up from a bad dream in a warm bed. Because I know all those doubts that linger, they're not real in the way you are. They're not gonna take me away, and they're not gonna steal away my dreams. Even if I don't know what they are yet. I wanna try everything. I want to do everything. I don't want to just live. I wanna enjoy life. A life with you. There I go again. Whenever I fall on blank questions, my obsession with you, it comes out. I guess you'll have to accept it that I'm obsessed with you. One step away from being too obsessed, huh? The fact I'd burn the world just to see you smile, and I mean that. I would set it all to fire and watch it burn without shedding a single tear. cry. I never want to see you cry. And I know I will, inevitably. Life is full of ups and downs, but I'll be there for every tear, every smile, every kiss. I love you. And I'll definitely love me too.